Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Mem Gimel, and looking at Simen Yud. So Simen Yud talks about tartin. Again, this is a tart. Shenasa mitzuker, v'shkeidim. It has sugar. It has almonds. Megamum umolim behem. So the dough has other ingredients in it, and there's also a filling. So even though the Chayodim said in Simen Tes that if the only issue of making a Pasuk Bekistin is the fact that it has a filling, so he would feel that you would make a bracha of mezonos on it during the meal. That's what he seemed to say before in Simen Tes, because that's the primary shita. So now he's going to qualify that a little bit. It's only in conjunction with the fact that besides having this, the filling, the filling has to affect the dough itself. So normally, if you don't add anything else to the dough, sometimes the filling can be so rich and power that it'll affect the flavor of the dough as well. But many times that's not true. So the Chayotim understands that this is only in conjunction with the fact that you actually added these ingredients into the dough itself. So if the dough is going to be a straight bread dough, and then you have a filling, Chayotim would hold that that's still going to be hamotzi, or at least you would not make a bracha of mezonos on it during the meal. But if it has both elements, they add oil to the dough, when it's gone in b'shemen, and they're fried in dough, they're fried in oil. Filo ha'yu b'losan ova, k'moy hoizen blazen, k'yotzibay, shidu ha'shakol eilo oiklen, rakletanag b'lo nikra lechem klal. So even though the dough was a thick dough, when you fry them, so it's clear that these things are not made to be the purpose of to satiate. They're eaten for tainug as enjoyment, as a dessert, and they're not a lechem klal and sarach levarch. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says that you need to make a bracha on these during the meal. But nearly the gamataz niskam leido hoizen blazen. That was what the taz meant. Also, a kabanim lo yotze michlal sabik bracha. But the way I'm arguing before, that the arguably these goes into sabik bracha. He's referring back to the case of something which is nilush b'shemen and nitkin b'shemen. So the fact that it's fried in shemen is a suffolk bracha. But the case where it has the filling, and it also has it's a flavored dough, the opinion of the Chayotim is to make a bracha. The Bir Halacha discusses this issue. And he points out that this is potentially problematic, making a bracha. But he says that in the case where it's possible b'kistin, because it's a chewy type of a thing, it's hard, or because it has a lot of other ingredients alone, a person should not make a bracha on those during the meal, because arguably, according to many shita, that really is a moitzi. A person makes a mezonos on something which has a filling. So he says the lashon of mevorach alayu b'chasidah lo hifsid. You're not chayav to make it, but if you did, it's not something which is inappropriate. Then he brings the chayadim and says you should have in mind, like the case before they include it. But the chayadim here is saying that the case which I'm going to say is a mevorach lo hifsid is in a case where you have both elements. But if you only have one element, he seems to say that, and the person should not make a bracha on it. The Ma'aseh said the Mishnah Berurah does not say you should make a bracha. He just says hamavarach lo hifsid. If you would have something which would meet all three criteria, however, so then arguably a person should make a bracha on this when he eats it at the end of the meal. So some suggest that apple pie, for example, would meet that criteria. Apple pie, which has a top and a bottom, so it has a filling. The filling is a sweet filling, like we mentioned before, that a savory filling doesn't meet this criteria. But it has the dough itself, the dough of apple pie has many other ingredients, a lot of oil and sugar in the dough. And it's a flaky dough, so it's a crumb, in a certain sense, it's a crumbly dough. If you bake it without the apples in it, it would really just be a flaky type of a dough. So that meets the criteria of that it's something which you, it's not a soft thing, it's a hard thing. You chomp on it more than you eat it. So since it meets all three criteria, a person could make a bracha mazonos on that at the end of the meal. When the shiur comes out, a mavarach lehifsid, even if it wouldn't meet all three criteria, so kalvo karma in this case, a person should make a bracha on apple pie, which a person eats at the end of the meal. If it doesn't have a covering on top, so it's not a filling in the classic sense of having a pocket, so this is a question, and there are definitely those which understand that's also called a pocket, because the point is the filling, and so there is the, it has a height to it, it has a shape to it, and there's filling in the middle. So that would, and that a person also really could arguably say a bracha mazonos, but a case where it has a top layer, for sure a person can make a mazonos on it, can and should make a mazonos on it at the end of the meal. Have a good day.